Hey everybody, what's up, and welcome to the fourth ever episode of Uncaged. I'm Ahmed Quadri here alongside Jake Lampert. We got a special guest here tonight for you. Ridge Moser is in the building. He'll be joining us shortly. Very excited to bring you some Uncaged action. The best show on late night, Jake.
The only show that you should probably be paying attention to. Yeah. And I have to say, I put it out here right now, and I want to express this before Ahmed turns on the roast button and starts getting at me right now. I think, and totally out of context, sounds terrible, but Crocs, they're making a comeback. I'm just saying.
Mans is wearing white Crocs in the building.
It's but they're fly.
50 degrees outside.
But they're fly. You got the Crocs and socks. It sounds hip. It sounds cool. It's just, it's like socks and sandals, but just a little more covered up.
Somebody get their Mans.
Listen, they're pretty fly. You can add some cool, like, designs to it. Maybe I'll get, like, a trust the process, right? Matt, how do you think people would, like, look at me? First of all, they look at me weird because I'm wearing Crocs,
Jake,
but, like, what?
Jake.
What?
Lampert took me, he treated me to dinner, so I can't say too much.
The pleasure was all mine, I'm telling you.
I appreciate it. The checks haven't started clearing yet, so. It is November 1st, though. Very excited to bring you again a new episode of Uncaged. Check out our channel, that's Blue Hen Sports Cage, on iTunes, Podcast, Stitcher, all that fancy stuff. We got Delaware Football Roundup on there, and we got the Cage reruns on there as well. I think in the famous words of you, the reruns are better than the...
Reruns better than the originals.
Never heard of it, but we're just going to go with it.
Because, listen, you hear the originals, and, like, when we're on the Cage, you get a hot take here and there, and you might miss it. You're like, what did the Met just say in the background? That was absolutely fire. I wish I could reverse time right now and hear it, but you can't. But you know what you can reverse time on? The reruns. You can hear it back. You can listen to things that you might have not picked up on. You can see when we talked about Kids Bop, and Kids Bop is still a jam that you guys just weren't respecting.
On Twitter as well. Give him your Twitter name.
@_JakeLampert. Still have yet to find who is @JakeLampert.
We're still trying to give him the full exclusivity rights to Jake Lampert.
But for now, I am @_JakeLampert.
I'm Official Quadri. You guys can follow us. How was your Halloween weekend?
Teachers decided to flood in the assignments for Halloween weekend.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which wasn't really the optimal thing.
Let's count Tuesday as well, because Tuesday was actually Halloween, so.
Yeah, but it's just different. Like, during the week, it's just grind time. Just straight up grind, finish the work, get it done as fast as you possibly can. So, like, not really much going on. I saw some fun stuff going on.
Absolutely.
Especially in the sports world. A lot of sports stars coming out with a few costumes. We'll get to that later in the show. Did you have a rocking costume?
I was an inmate.
Like, you weren't actually, like, you were just costume-wise.
Costume-wise.
All right, just to clear...
Wink.
Just to clear the air,
just
right?
To clear
there
the
to make
air.
Sure there's nothing floating.
Well, we got a lot of topics here, so let's get into it. We have NFL, NBA, little Game 7 action. Best two words in sports, Game 7.
Wild card. Oh, sorry.
Play in. And fan favorite segment, Buns Mad Buns. Ridge Moser is in the building. Ridge, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas. What's up?
Nothing much, man. Excited to have you. Second unofficial guest, really, for the show. Me and Ridge go back to high school days.
Yep, way back.
And then he left, and he went to a better high school.
We don't go back to high school days, but right. I feel just as connected as you.
Yeah.
If not more.
Right.
Yeah, we're the sports team, and you're, like, on the sports team. You're on the football team here at the University of Delaware. So right. How's that like? Tell us that a little bit about that.
So what I do is I work in ops. And that's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I've been there since...
So you're basically the offensive coordinator.
Something like that.
Which we can use a little bit if we want to get picky.
Too soon.
No, I'm straight behind the scenes working directly with Coach Rocco and the assistant coaches, as well as directly with the players. And all the departments, I'd say ops is pretty much most hands-on with the guys and as far as the coaching staff goes as well. But... I've done everything from helping with play calls, doing the boards and personnels and things like that during game time to recruiting to transportation to hotel itinerary trips, everything like that. So it's a touch of everything.
That's what's up. We don't really talk about college sports that much, but it's good to know that. Yeah. Let's get into NFL here. First topic we have laid out is Texas owners' racist comments.
Well,
Wilden.
I don't want to say the classic, but the classic owner saying things and players not liking it of this time was you can't let have the inmates run in the prison.
My Halloween costume, by the way.
And what was it?
It was an inmate. Jadeveon Clowney, too. He was trying to clown. I think he was trying to clown him, right?
That's a stretch, but I'm there for it. If you want to put that, I
didn't see that costume.
He dressed up totally as an inmate.
As an inmate, because he was trying to, I guess, he was trying to take his shots at his own
legs. So, and the next practice, right after the inmate comment, the entire Houston Texans team was like, we're not staying. Right. And I saw in the ESPN article, they had to be persuaded to stay on the practice field. So you're making $100 million.
Yeah.
And you have to be
persuaded. But what did
he
think was going to happen when he said those comments?
Is it one of these things like, where was it taken out of context? Or is it just this today's day and age where you cannot say
stuff
like that?
I really honestly think he just straight up said something about slavery and not slavery, I guess like inmates and like owning, you know, owning these players. And again, I think someone said owner is a bad word. I also think that we should change it to like
chairman,
president or chairman.
Yeah.
There has to be a better word than owner. I don't like the word owner. But anyways, he was kind of wild and talking spicy. I probably would have left the practice too.
The exact quote is, and this is not the entire interview, but basically said, we can't have the inmates running the prison, as he's referring to the NFL players making their own decisions about how they want to protest and how they want to act on and off the field.
Like, what do you say? Like, yo, long night, my bad. My phone was out.
Like, that's like a dictatorship. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are in our league and you're going to abide by our rules and you can't do your, you know what I mean? Like, whether you want to stand for the national anthem or not, that's a whole separate issue. But you can't tell guys what they should do and how they should act to a certain extent. Once it starts getting like the freedom talk, that's where he got
especially
himself.
For a Houston team, like a team that's already been through so much and had so much involvement, and they weren't one of them that had like the top of the line like NFL protest like name. You didn't hear them much. It was like Dallas, and it was all about the 49ers.
Yeah,
but like. For this team to now have another team in the spotlight, and for a Houston Texans team that for a while has been deemed as one of the respectable teams, you know, J.J. Watt doing all this good stuff for hurricane relief, and they have now a new up-and-coming Deshaun Watson, to get tagged with you can't have the inmates running the prison.
I think sometimes they're just looking for like a little PR. Like the Texans are doing good, like Deshaun Watson's balling. And I think my man just got up one day, man, like, I'm going to shake it up. Why did he just come out of nowhere and just start saying these players are inmates? Like, how do you wake up one day and just be like, I'm bored, and then just like start? Or did somebody ask him this?
I don't get how this stuff surfaces out of nowhere. As an owner, they're dealing with it all the time because you know you have players on your team who are probably coming to you and saying things to the coaches like, I want to kneel on this. And you see it every day on the job every day. And maybe he finally just came out and said what he thought.
And the entire Texans team, almost the entire Texans team, took a knee for the next game.
As they should.
And
are you allowed to take a knee, Ridge? Are you allowed to take a knee?
We are not on the field for the national anthem.
Oh, that's true. College, actually, they're not on the field.
Some teams come out. Like last week when we played Towson. Last week when we played Towson, Towson ran out and was on the field for the national anthem. We are never on the field for the national anthem.
Now, why is that?
It's not anything that's happened recently. It's just historically. It's just we've always come out after the national anthem. It's part of the pregame, things like that, promotions, and we just are always in the locker room before
It's also different because you have the pros. You have a guest singer. It's this whole to-do, everybody come out standing, read a bio on who's coming out to sing it. For college, the band, not dissing the band, like it's great and all, but
don't be dissing no band out here.
I was 4 years a band. I know how it works, but like, you can't have. It's not a huge like to do to get everybody out, run a paragraph on what a marching band is, and then let them play the national anthem. It's a totally different.
Well, I mean, I just don't want to see like in the tuition cost like. Two F-4 fighter pilots like going over. That joint costs like $9 million for like 10 seconds.
How sick would
just
that
to
be?
Go over.
Just
like,
one game.
Bob
just
Carpenter fighter Center. Could you imagine that?
Can
Bob
we just
Carpenter
get...
Center. Two F-4 pilots. Like, and it's the stadium's already low. Like, we're already at like, negative
right
13 feet like sea level. Right. And it gets so close, it like disrupts traffic. And then, you know, like you just back off into like Philadelphia.
Or just something lands in the practice field right next to it. Just have something drop.
Hey. When I was young, like when I was 12 years old, I went to a Delaware game. They had like 15 guys parachute out of a plane cool. and land on the field. I would, game.
But
you could take my tuition
did
dollars.
Did you see
for
the
that?
NFL game a yeah. few the week one or week two where the guy jumped and parachuted and couldn't stop and slammed dead into the wall? Not dead. He's totally fine.
He
slammed
hard.
Square into the wall and he just landed.
It's a high wall too. It's not like one of those walls like that. Right. The Lambo leap where you could jump over it.
Right.
He just smacked it.
No,
it
he
like
missed.
A, it was like a left fielder wall.
Yeah, it was.
He overshot.
Yeah, it was just poorly done.
He just looked like a center fielder like going for a ball. Let's talk about my Eagles, okay?
Your Eagles?
My Eagles. We got the Cowboys coming up too. Rich is a Cowboys fan. We'll get into that in a little bit. But let's talk about my Eagles. They got Jay Ajayi, for those of you who don't know yet. They got Jay Ajayi for 29 cents in a bag of Doritos. Okay.
Highway robbery. That's basically
robbery.
What it is.
Can we talk about that a little
bit? If you look at his highlights, it's definitely highlight. It's robbery. So that guy's got some.
Can we get some numbers first? 8 touchdowns, 1,200 yards.
For who? For talking Eagles back? Oh, yeah. I know he had 6 rushes of 25 plus yards last year, and he has 0 so far.
Okay.
So he's slowing down.
Didn't he have like a couple 200 yard games last year?
They brought him in as a start. They cut the committee. They put Ajayi in. That game, he had 93 yards. The next game, he had 213.
Yeah.
So he made his mark. But now he's on an Eagles team, which I know you and Brandon are pretty high on this Carson Wentz dude.
I mean, it's bird gang out here, but whatever.
And now it's going to be him and LeGarrette Blount fighting in the backfield.
Blount,
so
and
who takes the ones now?
Well, I think it's going to be Ajayi on 1 and 2, Blount
on
goal line
and
short.
Well, I want to say, first of all, shout out to, what's his name, Woodhead? Not Woodhead.
Wendell Smallwood. The MVP.
I got him on my fantasy team right now.
Yo, he went to Red Lion, and for those of you from Delaware listening, he's a local kid.
Yeah.
And it's always good to see that, but I think he might get the scissors.
He's a pass-catching back.
Here's my
Don't
question.
Need
him. Here's my question. So you Eagles are, what are you, like 4th in the league in rushing yards, I believe.
Something. Oh, we're up there.
Top 5, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, top 5.
In rush. And Blount's doing a good job. He's a workhorse back there. Do you mess up that chemistry? Do you play with the chemistry by bringing this guy from Miami in?
Well, here's the thing. Blount was already the second guy.
Right.
He was kind of either the goal line guy or the guy you bring in at second or third down just to wear a defense out. And again, if you look at the numbers, 1 and 2 in missed tackles for running backs, it's Ajayi first and LeGarrette Blount second. So this is going to be a problem. They're going to wear defenses out. And I mean, again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But it's one of those things.
But if it can get better, it can get better.
He wasn't a number one anyways. He's still going to be number two. I think Clement might
They're still going to run 2 back sets because Wentz kind of got destroyed last game in the pocket. So they are going to beef up the protection a little bit on third down passing yards. And then they're going to stick like Wendell Smallwood in 3rd and 10s to get a passing back. They're going to put Blount in probably 1 and 2, maybe even Ajayi in 1 and 2. And
can
then just let Blount
go
do
out? Can Smallwood go out in the slot like a Woodhead? He's
the pass catcher out of the three. Okay.
He's a great pass catcher.
LeGarrette Blount's not a standout pass catcher. Ajayi's not a standout pass catcher given. When Blount was on the Patriots, he was the 3 in passing, and Ajayi, they can't throw the ball if they were paid to do it.
Right.
So,
yeah,
like,
power backs.
It's just going to be by Smallwood out of the backfield because that's kind of what Sproles did when he was running around back there. So,
real quick, we got to talk about the Miami Dolphins too. They got a 4th round draft pick out of this though.
Do we really have to talk about the Miami Dolphins?
4th round.
They look like a 3rd-tier YMCA team playing against
the
Ravens.
That's a confusing team.
They got crushed 40-0. Matt Moore, I'm not giving him more airtime than that. We gave Brandon Whedon more airtime, and that's saying something that we had to talk about.
Episode of a name.
Spoilers.
A title.
Like, don't close out of the podcast. I'll push the back button, scroll up a little bit, and then you have the other podcast to listen to right after it. Binge it. It's healthy, I promise.
And we still have 2 4th-rounders, even after giving this up.
Right.
You guys don't need 4th.
I don't know what Miami's doing.
You're fairly win now, so 4th-rounders really don't mean much to you.
Right.
Miami, I guess, is just dumping ship and hoping for the best with their fake record in the AFC
East. It's all right. Miami's going to be real good in, like, 2023, so.
Yeah, you're going to have, like, the Niners, the Browns fighting for the division.
These teams on the come up. Just wait, like, 6 years. You guys are going to have your time. Dallas Cowboys time.
Oh, gosh.
Let's talk about it. Zeke made the show, I think, 3 weeks in a row. right?
Unfortunately.
Zeke's court system made the...
Keep in mind, Ridge, we only have four episodes out, so he's made 75% of our shows.
And not for good reasons.
Not for good... Well, I mean, he's...
Except for... Yeah,
he's had two great games.
That's what's unfortunate. Yeah. He's playing well, yeah. and he's...
But two things in this world can't catch Zeke. Loose. Defensive lines and the court system.
And the court system.
Well, the court system.
And he's doing great at both of them right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So what actually happened here,
so
Jake?
So right now he's got... Correct me if I'm wrong. He's got... They denied his injunction.
They did.
Right?
Yeah.
And he has an opportunity to appeal it like he's been doing.
Fourth time's the charm.
Right. And if
is that
they
what
don't,
they say? Is that the saying? I don't
if
know.
If they don't, if they don't, if they deny this one, which I think they will, then he can't play until December 17th.
15, week 15.
It's a whole
Oakland Raiders. I'll take it because Eagles, they play the Broncos, and then they play, after the bye week, they play the Giants. But or, excuse me, the Cowboys.
You still got to stop Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris. I'm not saying you're... It's an upgrade, but right. it's definitely not falling off the face of the cliff on a running backfield. Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris, Cowboys hold the only backfield with running backs 1, 2, and 3 each logging 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
Right.
So
let's say Zeke is done for 6 games. What happens these next 6 games?
They're gonna probably go pass heavy. It's you can do that. You kind of have, in my opinion, still a top 6-7 wide receiver in Dez Bryant. Dak Prescott's capable of running the football, and then you have Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden. They're serviceable.
Playoff team, tanking. Rich, I want to ask you, playoff team.
With or without Zeke?
Let's say he misses a few games. Let's say 4, 5, 6. Let's say he misses a few games.
It's tough. That's, I mean...
Wild card?
Packers, I think it's the same answer both.
Packers,
playoffs.
Packers yeah. are down, because, I mean, Rodgers is going to be out. I think the Lions are going to put up the biggest fight on that wild card spot. Yeah. The Seahawks are always an option at that wild card spot.
I think the Saints are pretty much in the way they're playing.
Yeah. It's a toss in the air. It's literally going to depend on how we can run the ball without Zeke. Obviously, it's the same. The Cowboys are a different team with yeah. Zeke, 100%. And if he's not there, if Morris can step up, and he steps up when he gets those in-between reps when he does, but I just it's a shame because I think
I
with
can
Zeke,
see him
it,
six.
It can be a good
well,
team.
It seems six
there,
in the
There
NFC.
Are very few teams in the NFL that when they lose a player, they change. And, like, change drastically. Like, yeah. Aaron Rodgers goes down, the Green Bay Packers are not even in right. talks anymore. Odell goes down, Giants have no offense. Yeah. Zeke goes down, that we're about to see if it's the game-changing conversation
I mean,
that we're all thinking
it's going
to be.
You can see what happened in Denver. When we played Denver and Zeke had no yards whatsoever and they completely shut us out.
Yeah.
After we beat the Giants and Zeke had a good
players.
Game against the Giants.
They're, again, and we're seeing now with like David Johnson out,
yeah.
Arizona's not a threat anymore. Their biggest situation right now is who's going to be in like the kicking position for them because yeah. all they're talking about is like Phil Dawson if his 85-year-old legs can keep Jeez. Up. But hey, he was the most accurate kicker 2 years ago, so I got to give him or something like that. Some one
Phil
of the most
Dawson.
Accurate kickers.
Oh
but.
Man, we were talking about celebrations. Are you keeping up with some of these celebrations?
I am.
We got to talk about the Steelers one.
We always have to talk the about the Steelers one. They always
we
like
won't
to have
make
fun.
A segment for it, but
not the hide and seek one. You're not talking about.
No, that was last show. Check that out if you haven't. That was a good one. The bench press one was a good one, where Juju Smith was right. the bench.
the only
bench.
Thing I'm thinking about all these Steelers celebrations is,
yeah.
what is Martavis Bryant thinking?
Right.
Maz like, is in the back like,
what's going through his mind right now as he's just sitting in the stands, like coming off the practice
Zeke
squad?
Zeke had a good one where he put the towel as a bib. Yeah. Or
there's no Zeke celebration better than jumping into the Salvation Army tub
yeah.
and then
oh,
donating yeah. like 50K or 60K oh, yeah. to the Salvation Army.
Well, he should
Army.
Be back by Christmas, so like, hopefully we can
like
see that again.
So run down to celebrations this season. We talked about our favorites, your favorite celebration so far this year.
If you had to pick one.
I think the classic hide and seek one. That's one I can't get out of my head. I know you guys talked about that last week. But
the Eagles had a good one where I think who hit Alshon?
Let me just mark this down. This is a med talking baseball.
Yeah.
On his laptop right now, he has
baseball.
Like, what is baseball? Yeah. How does baseball work?
Wikipedia, what is baseball?
What? How does yeah. World Series work kind of thing? But yeah. like, we'll talk about that later in the
we'll
show again. But
later.
Yeah, they had a hit by pitch kind of scene, I think.
Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey got hit by the
well,
ball,
you
charged
rehearse,
Zach Ertz.
You got to rehearse your celebrations when your quarterback's number one touchdown
just
in the league.
The greatest
yeah.
quarterback of
well,
all time.
Wentz is just the greatest.
I'm not,
sounding like.
Again, I'm not saying he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Oh, man.
But I'm not saying he's the greatest quarterback
oh,
of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Fox Fox or TBS or MLB.com, they ran out of promos.
Yeah.
Like last game, they had nothing.
Can I just say Joe Buck has the most annoying voice in sports of all time?
Joe Buck is on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to comments.
I hate Collinsworth, man. I hate Collinsworth.
Do you really? Because he's a big Dallas guy, really?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just think he says things that are so irrelevant and make. You know, he's like the guy from Dodgeball, you know? You know, hey, you know, I was talking to their team and they said they really want to win this one. Yeah. It's like, oh, great insight, Collinsworth.
You ever
really
see Magic Johnson tweeting? It's like game seven. It's like, must win tonight.
It's like, oh, I thought we could play game eight. Good.
Fantastic analysis, Magic Johnson.
I think Collinsworth just says things sometimes that are so out
Troy
of
Troy Aikman?
I don't mind Troy Aikman.
I like Aikman.
Tony Romo's the GOAT.
MVP. Greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's
Tony Romo.
After the Saints call he made, where he's like, flex to the outside, and literally the very next play was a flex to the outside, I'm like, listen, you can narrate me like
he's
falling
up,
off
he's
the cliff.
He's up there building the offensive coordinator position for himself.
While we close this out, best Tony Romo call, hands down, is against it was a Broncos game. Derek Carr, it's like 4 seconds left. He says, Derek Carr is going to roll out to his left, and he's going to throw it away, and it's going to be a waste of a play. It's going to look funny, but this is what he's going to do. 4 seconds, rolls left, throws it out of bounds. We go to halftime, and it's just, I think it's Harlan, speechless. Yeah. Absolutely speechless.
No matter who's with him.
It was great.
I'm watching the game, and I'm speechless.
Tony Romo, give him an Emmy. Fan favorite segment. Glad you're here, Ridge, because we're gonna get you in this on as well, so you can give your opinions on it. Mad Buns. For those of you who don't know how this works, it's really just all things bad, so nothing good comes out of this. And we're just going to go kind of down the list here. I want to start off. We were talking about the Dolphins and the Ravens. Let's start off with that Flacco hit. It was a Thursday night blowout.
Ooh.
And my man's got rocked.
Speaking of getting blown out, Kiko Alonso decided that he's going to take Joe Flacco into the entire next continent.
Real quick, you also got your ear blown out, Rich, in high school.
In the greatest transition of all time. Talk about when you got blown out.
Why are you bringing my ear? All right. Do you really want to tell a story?
Go ahead, tell the story. All right. Give us a little synopsis.
We'll keep it nice and short.
Okay.
This is back in the day when Ahmed was on the baseball team in high school.
No way.
Yes, he was.
I was basura, but I was.
All right.
Back when Ahmed was, So we're on the baseball. We got a baseball game, having an away game. So everyone's scrambling, trying to get on the bus. And you guys know the L screens, right? That a pitcher pitches behind during batting practice. Well, they had an L screen, and it was leaned up against a handicap railing. And I happened to be running on the other side of that railing. I turn around, and I'm trying to be cool, light little jog, talking to a girl. Side of my head, I guess I'm running pretty fast, run straight into an L screen.
Oh, my God.
And I'm trying to play it off. I hit it pretty hard,
but
everybody's laughing, and the girl I like is watching. And so I try to act like nothing happened.
And
so
the L screen, like Mike Tyson's your ear, right?
Yeah, so I get inside the next hallway. I'm running down the hallway, and I look down. I have blood all over me. I would turn around the hallway, and there's just a trail of blood following me.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I go up to a little fire extinguisher case, and I look in, and a quarter of my ear is missing. And,
casual.
Yeah, it's like, something happened here.
Yeah.
And I have no ear.
You're talking to a girl, she's like, oh, what's up with you? What's up?
Long story short, plastic surgery, ears back on, so we're good.
He also got stitches. Flacco got stitches on his ear.
Oh, he got messed up, man.
Concussion.
I'm giving this Mad Buns for the sole fact that, like, you tell me Kiko Alonso hit Aaron Rodgers, I'll be like, all right, Buns. Tom Brady, all right, Buns. Ben Roethlisberger, Buns. But Joe Flacco, you're really dying.
Are you just going to take shots at Joe Flacco? Like
no, that? Listen, and I said it on the cage. I said it on the cage, dig it up. Joe Flacco is one of the best, worst quarterbacks in the entire
NFL. That's a very good way to put it,
like,
actually,
he
honestly.
He is very talented, but just cannot make it work.
He's like the worst, best quarterback.
Eli Manning, they're all in that best, worst quarterback form where they're just good quarterbacks that can't make it work. Like, I'm not risking an entire suspension to duck the shoulder on Joe Flacco.
I'm with it.
It's just, it's not. I mean, and ESPN did a poll on what quarterback you want to hit the most. It was like 98% Tom Brady, and then next was like 0.2% Philip Rivers. And it's like, no one even worries about him, but we're going to keep it. Speaking of things getting blown out, the Cleveland Browns, in the most Cleveland Brown way possible, failed a trade to get A.J. McCarron from the Cincinnati Bengals to be on the Cleveland Browns because they didn't call in the trade to the NFL. The Bengals called it in, but both teams need to call it
in
before the deadline.
This would be me, like, if I was a NFL GM or something.
No, you might be better.
No, because I've never been on time for literally anything in my entire life.
But, like,
And he might belong in Cleveland.
Yeah.
How, for the Cleveland Browns, when literally any quarterback is an upgrade, and I'm not trashing Deshaun Kizer, they need to give him time. First of all, I don't get why the Cleveland Browns are switching quarterbacks. Are they expecting wins? I don't think so.
They need to put him in and he's got to develop.
Let him
man.
Get rocked. Let him learn that I can't plant my foot here.
Develop.
The only way to get fix yourself is get hit and get hit hard. So
all that
get
being
back
said,
up.
I'd probably go with Mad Buns on this one because you said seven this year, or in 2 years now, two seasons, seven quarterbacks.
It's
one failed trade.
Yeah, it has to be
six or seven and a
failed
trade.
Two failed seasons, one win against the Chargers.
I don't know. I'll go Buns on McCarron specifically, but this whole thing, this Cleveland in general, I think you would have been somewhat okay, and I would have enjoyed seeing that McCarron have a little bit of college success, so I would have not mind seeing him in Cleveland. So poor start for the Browns, Mad Buns.
Cleveland is Mad Buns.
Mad Buns. They also make our show a lot. I don't know why, but they always end up making our show. Brock Osweiler back in Denver, I should say. Broncos of Jersey. He's starting against the Eagles. Buns or Mad Buns?
Brock Osweiler. $200 million and play four games and then get benched for
like
Tom Savage.
He played like 30 minutes. He's making like crazy residuals.
We're just going to run through some numbers here through his career. So he doesn't even have any stats, but overall, he has a 59% completion percentage, which is actually not the worst thing anyone's ever heard for a quarterback rating. Good for him. But he has 26 touchdowns. Okay.
Okay.
22 picks. Awesome. 8 fumbles.
That's a lot.
Listen, I'm no expert. I'm no football fan, but like 8 fumbles, 22 picks.
Isn't the dude like 6'7", like 250?
Let me get you his. Brock Osweiler is 6'7", 240.
He should not be fumbling the ball that much.
Well, he's going against the Eagles.
Is that him from coming out of the pocket, or that's his pocket?
I have no idea. This is bothering me now. I want to know why he has so many fumbles.
In general, he just can't hold on to the football.
And he's replacing, who's he replacing again? I forget his name because he's probably
Trevor Siemian.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. Listen, he was fire the first three weeks.
Let's calm down now. Trevor Siemian, wasn't he working at like an Acme Express checkout line like 2 years ago?
Again, everyone needs a hobby. Like a side job, box it up. I'm going to go Mad Buns for Brock Osweiler. I don't think
you don't think he's the answer?
I don't think he's literally the only answer that he is like, who's a mediocre at best quarterback that gets $200 million to play and get benched by the Texans?
Rich?
Brock Osweiler.
I'm going Buns.
Wow. Okay.
So you're
being soft on Brock Osweiler here.
On it a little bit?
I'm going Buns just because I don't think Siemian will be able to get it done against that Philly defense. I think maybe they can shake something up.
He did make it to the playoffs last year.
Just because I think anything that can be thrown differently that the Eagles haven't seen, because they're a pretty good defense, I think, can maybe help out. But with that Eagles defensive line and how many fumbles this guy has, it's a stat that
Osweiler did make it to the playoffs last year for the Texans team, so let's see what happens.
We're going to go to the probably the best player this weekend, Travis Benjamin. Sorry, I said Kevin Benjamin before, but same field, same number, actually. Punt return against the Patriots. He decided that he wants to muff the punt on the sidelines at the 10-yard line.
Yeah,
right?
I saw that. Was
bad. Picks it up, and like he's being controlled by some 12-year-old playing Madden. He runs straight back into the end zone. Automatic safety. And he just got up, and he looks down. He's like, oh, I'm in the end zone. Shucks. Guess that's 2 points for the Patriots.
That's
what
Mad Buns. Especially against a Patriots team that struggles everything except offensively.
Right.
You got to know. I think some of these like punt returners are like have too much pride. They're like, oh, I got it at the one. And I got it 1 yard deep. I'm taking it out.
If you're not Devin Hester, get out of here. If you're not.
I don't care if you're 4 inches into the end zone. Like that ball goes in there. Take the knee.
Guaranteed yards every time.
They're like, oh, I got it. I got it in there. I got to take it out.
I don't think there's any team with a confident returner.
There isn't. Yeah.
Devin Hester was confident.
You got to do the math too. It's 25 yards.
Besides the Chiefs, maybe. Chiefs special teams was filthy. I mean, you have Tyreek Hill. Yeah. I would trust him running out of the end zone, but no other team.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, go. You're 15 yards into the stands. Just run.
I mean, you also have to remember why they invented the knees, because people keep getting hurt and they pushed it 5 yards further so people would be more inclined to take the knee. And I don't know. I wouldn't take it, especially against the Patriots who are really bad, but they came up with the safety, probably their first safety of the year, and you're making them look good. Mad Buns. Let's go to Cowboys record next six games.
Well, assuming
Buns or Mad Buns.
Are we going on the assumption that Zeke is here?
Yes, we're going to go on the assumption that Zeke is going to miss games. I'm not saying how much, but we're going to go on the assumption he misses games. Let's go 4-6.
I think it's going to be the full six.
Really?
I think it's going to be the full six. I can't see. I can't see him getting another one.
Insider?
Your phone
vibrating?
I wish he got zero, but he's the victim of an overcorrection in the rule, so
yeah,
nothing you can do about it.
Well, the team can only fight so many court cases for so long. They got like a get out of jail free ticket release in Lucky Whitehead, so the court system loves him, loves the Cowboys in and of itself right there. Yeah. Again, shout out to my man Lucky Whitehead. Got convicted for a crime that he didn't even commit. Tried to find his dog. His dog got stolen, held for ransom. Doesn't have a team anymore. That's cold. But the next six games, so they're going Kansas City, Atlanta, Philly, Chargers, Redskins, and the Giants. So out of those,
you could go 3-3.
You're going to beat the Giants regardless. You're going to probably beat the Chargers unless we get an actual good Chargers team. Atlanta's almost got beat by the Jets, and they got beat by the Dolphins, so Atlanta can't do anything right. So
can beat the Redskins.
You could beat the Redskins. I think your two losses are against Kansas City and Philly.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking 4-2.
Philly's just going to defensively beat you, and Kansas City's just going to out-firepower you.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys' secondary is weak.
Well, neither of those teams, Kansas City or Philadelphia, is not going to punish your secondary. Like, Alex Smith is good, but most of their passes are screen passes and letting Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt run or hitting Travis Kelce over the middle. So, like, both of those teams are just going to outrun, outscore. So I'll go 4-2. I'll agree with the 4-2. And then we'll close it out for Halloween just passed. But some of these celebrity stars came in, gave us their own versions of costumes. LeBron James with one of the scariest costumes. If a LeBron James bodied person, he was wearing from the movie It. He was the Pennywise.
Yeah.
And he stands up and looks at me in the face with a Pennywise costume. I'm dying on the spot.
He looked exactly like the thing from the movie.
Isaiah Thomas decided he wanted to be, he brought the
Straight Outta Compton
costume out.
Was he Ice Cube? He was Ice Cube.
He might have been.
I'll try to pull the picture up, but that
Curry had a good one.
Curry came in on a bike.
He
was looking pretty fly.
He was the what's the guy's name from Saul?
It was from the Saul movie. I don't know, but it's the guy in the tricycle.
You
want to
play a game?
Yeah,
isn't that like Jigsaw something?
Yeah,
that Jigsaw.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
All right, Halloween costume rundown.
J.R. Smith won though, I believe.
I don't probably like bottle of Hennessy.
He
should have
been
something.
A bottle of Hennessy, but he wasn't.
What was he?
I don't know. It was like some guy like with like a pointy head. I forget the actual character name. It's hilarious. Let's see.
LeBron's Halloween party features some incredible costumes. We're about to run it down right now. It gets a front page on Sports Illustrated. Awesome.
Nice. Because there's nothing going on in sports right now.
LeBron at Pennywise, a 6'8 evil clown. Isaiah was Eazy-E.
That's
there you go.
Kyle Korver looks like the creepiest Willy Wonka I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, gosh. Why is Korver going to do that?
Because
it can't be anything cool.
Kevin Love is Sting, and J.R. Smith won as Conehead.
A bottle of Hennessy would have been good, though. That would have been a fire costume.
Costume grade, go for it. How do you think they did?
I think they did good. I like it. Overall, A-. That's the only thing the Cavs, I'll give them an A- on this season so far.
As they missed the top 10 in the power rankings for the first time in 45 years.
3-4.
Mediocre.
This is the year.
This is the year that we're all freaking out about the Cavs, and then the Cavs and the Warriors will end up in the finals anyway.
I knew when they got Derrick Rose. I was like, all right, you guys are desperate right now.
We just want the number one for next year.
Yeah. Well, they're still going to win the NBA Finals. They're going to get to the NBA Finals,
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Rich, how was your Halloween?
My Halloween was great.
And
I saw you last night.
We did see you last
and
night.
And this man was not in a costume on Halloween night.
I was on a costume. I was on a costume.
You were not in a costume on Halloween.
On Saturday, I was in a costume. On the actual night of Halloween, I was not.
I know you're producing the show. Yeah. You should just mute your mic. You're done for the day.
All right. It was just kind of.
I saw him. I said, oh man, what's your costume, brother?
I was a college kid last night for Halloween.
You guess what? You looked like a great college kid last night.
I appreciate it.
I saw it. My Halloween was good, man. It was good. Nice festive. Kate's probably let one too many people in. It was a little crowded.
Yeah.
Packed us up and like sardines in there.
That's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening to Uncaged. Catch our first three episodes as well if you want to binge listen. Jake Lampert, Ahmed Quadri. Rich, you want to drop like your Twitter name or something? You want to drop the at name?
I'll give you the Instagram.
The digits
name.
For the honeys?
My Twitter is light right now.
Is it?
Hasn't been going on for a little while.
Give him something to work with.
You can have Ridge Moser.
Ridge Moser, okay.
Yeah,
I like
Ridge Moser,
that.
And just hit me
we
up
like
on
to,
Instagram.
Like to talk to the fans, and hopefully they show you some love too.
Yeah.
You catch it. How was your first show? How was it?
This was awesome. I did the sports cage last
cage,
time I was
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
That was a fun time, and this one was a little bit more relaxed. Got to cover some different topics. I like the pro sports a lot more of that on here. So that's always fun.
For Jake Lampert, I'm Ahmed Quadri. Rich, thank you one more time, and you can catch us on iTunes podcast.
Binge listen. It's healthy. I promise. I'm no doctor. Do it.
Only 4 episodes. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. Peace out. Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said. Then you can mash. Then you can Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. And do my graveyard smash. Then you can mash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can mash. Then you can Monster Mash. Mash.